Will all the perfect people please stand up?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Despite appearances, no one is perfect, no matter how perfect they make it seem. We're all mortals, subject to the same stresses, strains, weaknesses, and temptations as everybody else. Those who imagine themselves closest to perfection often are the ones furthest from perfection. Sometimes they, and yes, we, find ourselves in a position defending ourselves from both the omnipotent and the overconfident by listing all of our credentials, virtues, and strengths. It's possible that that is what happened to Paul the Apostle. He did something similar when he penned the epistle to the church at Philippi. There were teachers who claimed to be superior to Paul. They listed their pedigree and called on people to accept their version of salvation by good works. Paul was not intimidated by the claims of these teachers. He had credentials, and so he pulled them out too. It's like saying, my degree is bigger than your degree. My expertise is grander than yours. My gifts are more valued. My presence is grander. My resume, my pedigree, my heritage, my standing in the community, church or country, my, well, you just fill in the blanks. Have you ever done that and been there? While Paul urged people not to put their trust in the flesh, he went on to say, if anyone has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Sounds like bragging to me. Yes, he did have impeccable credentials, yet it was the same Paul who placed these assets in the liability column. He didn't count his credentials as assets. It wasn't the temptation towards evil, but the badges of virtue and pride that Paul calls done and throw aside that he may know Christ and the power of his resurrection to become more like Christ. Being confident about your credentials, your strengths, your virtues, the good things in our lives, that's okay, as long as they do not keep you from being all that God wants you to be. The goal of every believer of Christ is to be like Christ. Whew, that's a tough order. We do not become fully matured in Christ overnight, but over time. We give ourselves over to the Lord bit by bit, day by day, every day. And that says we're not above change or fine-tuning, and we can resist complacency and open ourselves continually to the transforming power of Jesus Christ. Perfect? Nah. Forgiven? Yes. Striving towards perfection? You betcha. Give a little more of yourself to the Lord today. You can do it. God can help. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.